Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Developed and produced by Norman Lear.
G-R-O-S, how red, great. Those were the days.
Michael is studying in the dining room as Gloria comes from the kitchen and places a mug of coffee on the table. She watches him for a moment, then pushes the mug closer to him. She gathers his crumpled work papers.
Gloria, what are you doing?
I'm just trying to help.
You want to help? I'll tell you how you can help. Don't help!
Michael, I just wanted to say that I don't think you should be worried about the problem that's been happening between us lately.
Worried? Do I look worried? Well, I'm not worried.
I understand.
No, you don't, Gloria, because if you understood, you'd know that the last thing I want to hear is you saying I understand.
I understand.
Gloria! Please, I'm trying to work now. Will you leave me alone?
Okay.
She throws down the crumpled papers and stalks into the kitchen.
Gloria, what's the matter?
Nothing.
Oh, yes, there is. I can tell.
No, nothing.
Oh, come on. Come on, you can tell me.
Ma, did you ever wonder if Daddy stopped loving you?
Is that what's bothering you? You think your father don't love me no more?
No, Ma, it's not Daddy I'm thinking about. It's Michael.
Michael? Why wouldn't Michael love me no more?
No, Ma, the problem's between Michael and me.
Oh, well, what is it?
Ma, you know I can't tell you about a sexual problem.
Sex?
Yes! Can I?
Edith sucks in air but can't get a word out. Finally.
Why not? I mean, I'm your mother, and if you have a problem about something to do with one of those problems, you can tell me.
All right. It's Michael. You see, lately we've been apart.
Why?
Well, lately he hasn't been able to...
Edith abruptly goes back to her dinner preparations.
You see, I can't tell you.
Gloria, I'm sorry.
It's crazy. The longer it goes on, the more worried he gets and the more guilty about himself and the more angry at me.
Oh, well, don't worry. I'm sure it'll be all right.
I have a call into Dr. Kermit. Maybe he'll know what's wrong.
Oh, sure. He'll know. It's probably just something that's going around.
Archie arrives home.
Ho, 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 and whoop-de-doo.
He hangs up his coat and hat.
First time in years a subway ride turned out to be fun. And no thanks to the city. Coming home on the subway, who do you think I bunk into on a train? A guy I ain't seen in 36 years. Bummy Fensel was his name. Funniest little kid in the neighborhood. He was always running around with droopy drawers and wet under the nose. And I want to tell you what he used to do. He'd eat anything for money. We used to give him 2 cents, he'd eat a fly. For 3 cents, he'd eat a half a worm.
Michael is focused on his work.
Hey. Hey, are you listening to me? Hey, meathead!
Michael looks up.
Were you talking to me, Arch?
Was I talking to you? Well, I thought I was. There ain't nobody else here. Eat it!
Well, I'm studying.
Oh, go on, study. I come home with one of the funniest anecdotes of all time. A story with some real human interest in it. You sit there like you're in a comedy.
Edith comes in with Gloria.
Hello, Arch. lunch and dinner's all ready.
Yeah, well, first you better tell the captain of the Polish unemployment team. Get his books off of this tape.
Well, actually, Archie, I thought you wouldn't mind eating in the kitchen tonight.
Oh, you thought that, huh, Edith?
Yeah, you see, his big final exams is tomorrow.
Well, my dinner is tonight. Now, come on, Meathead, let's move, huh?
Daddy, doesn't Michael have any rights around here?
He certainly does. He has a right to know what I am about to say. Get the hell out of the diner!
No, Michael, you stay where you are. You sit right there and study.
Hey, since when do you start ordering me around?
I am not ordering you around. Would you stop being so sensitive?
I will when you stop being so hostile.
I will just both dummy up. Eat it. I want my dinner.
Well, I am not being hostile.
Yes, you are, Glory. What do you call
Michael,
coming in here following me?
Hey,
put a lid on it, will you? I don't want to hear no more arguing. The only sound I want to hear is the sound of dinner being served on this here table in this here dining room.
Oh, that's fine with me. I don't have to study here anymore.
Michael, what are you saying?
Oh, I decided it's too tough for me, Glory. I'm going to quit college and get a job.
Oh, Michael, don't be childish.
Let him be childish. Be childish.
Daddy, you be quiet. He doesn't know what he's saying.
Oh, now I've lost my mind too, huh?
Well, you must have. What kind of job do you figure to get without a degree?
Well, I don't care. What's the difference? I'll drive a truck, pump gas, collect garbage.
Bingo. Start collecting the garbage off the table.
Is that all you want? You just want this stuff off the table? Well, why didn't you just say so?
Michael, no!
He scrapes everything onto the floor.
I'll get it. That's for me. Don't anybody touch it. Did you hear what I said? Don't anybody answer that phone. Michael, you get your books back on this table, and Daddy, you eat in the kitchen, or I'll kill myself!
She steps over to the phone, leaving Archie dumbfounded.
Come on, Archie. It won't be so bad in the kitchen. Remember Arthur? He used to eat in the kitchen all the time.
Arthur was a cat.
Archie allows Edith to move him into the kitchen.
What is going on? I feel like an outcast in my own home. What the hell are they fighting about out
there? We're going to have a nice pot roast and as a special added treat, kosher pickles. Cut in four pieces, just the way you like them.
Well, that ain't the way I like them. I like them cut in four pieces lengthwise. These here are cross cuts.
Edith nods.
And what's the problem with them too?
Well, Archie, I don't know the whole story, but... Oh, I just can't tell you. You just don't like to hear about such things.
I'd like to hear about everything that's going on in this house. Now, what kind of a problem have they got?
Well, it's sexual.
Shh! You know I don't like to hear nothing about that there.
You better hear about this, Archie.
All right, you can tell me. But start slow. Don't put in nothing extra, see? And I'll say stop when I know what it is.
Well, you remember you once told me about a fella, Petey Simpson, who came back from the war.
Stop, I know.
And he wasn't.
Stop!
He points a questioning thumb toward the living room. Edith nods.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, Gloria told me. And she was there.
I read it, that can't be. Nothing wrong with him like that. I mean, look at him. He's healthy there. He's strong. Geez, he goes through groceries like a knife remover. Wait a minute.
He slides open a serving panel to the dining room. At the table, Michael senses something. He turns slowly and sees Archie staring at him. Michael frowns, perplexed. Archie shuts the panel, leaving him even more confused.
Thank you.
Gloria steps over to the table and sits down beside Michael.
Michael?
Hey, leave me alone.
No. Now, calmly. We have to discuss this openly, intelligently, and calmly.
You said calmly twice.
Damn it, would you let me finish?
Huh? That doesn't sound calmly to me, Gloria.
Now, the phone call I just got was from Dr. Kermit. Now, I asked him about your problem.
You what?
All I wanted to do
was... Gloria, without telling me! That's not the kind of thing I want spread all over town, you know! Hey, Liz!
I'm glad you're taking such a mature attitude.
Well, Gloria, if the shoe were on the other foot, what would you do?
I'd forget my enormous male ego and want to know what the doctor said.
Well, who cares what the doctor said? Maybe you care, but I don't.
What did he say?
This sort of problem is often caused by anxiety. Like a man worried about his job, for example.
Yeah?
Yeah, or a student worried about his exams. So tomorrow, when your exams are over and the anxiety disappears, so will the problem.
Yeah, but how can you be sure?
Well, chances
are... Oh, well, chances are, that's so...
Michael, would you be reasonable? The man can't give you a written guarantee.
Then what good is he? Glory, I need that guarantee!
In the kitchen...
What are you going to do about the kids?
What do you want me to do, cast a spell over them? Leave me out of it, will you? And from now on, you tell your daughter, when I come home from work, I want to have my dinner out there in my own dining room. And let them send their problems to dear Abby.
Gloria is on the phone.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, Michael, I'm so proud of you. Okay, honey, hurry home. Bye-bye. Ma, he just took his last exam and he feels sure he passed.
Oh, Gloria, that's wonderful.
Ma, are you and Daddy going out tonight?
You want some time alone. Where's your father?
He's still in the bathroom. He's been in there for 20 minutes.
Archie!
What?
When are you coming out?
Why, you selling the house?
Gloria taps her watch.
The official timekeeper.
What are you doing in there?
I'm changing a tire. One more wait, Addy, or I ain't never coming out.
Better drop it, Mom. How do I look, all right?
You look very nice, dear, but that ain't the same dress you had on 5 minutes ago.
I know, Ma, but Michael thinks the other dress is the sexiest one I have, and the last thing I want to do is put any pressure on it.
Archie comes down.
What is it with you two, huh? Dragging me out of the only room in the house where I can have a little real peace and quiet.
Oh, come on, Daddy. It's the bathroom, not a chapel.
She goes upstairs.
Yeah. Edith, would you go out and get me a beer, huh?
Archie, would you like to go out with me tonight?
Sitting in his favorite chair, he turns to look at her.
Where to?
Well, we could visit Sybil Gooley. She's in the hospital with gallstones.
Gallstones I'm acquainted with, Edith. Who is Sybil Gooley?
She's the checker at the third counter at Ferguson's Market.
Oh, someone near and dear to us all. Listen, I get what you're trying to do. Meathead's exams are over. He's coming home, huh? And you and Gloria got it all hatched up so they can have the house alone tonight.
Archie, you're so smart.
Ah, come on. You don't have to soft soap me to get me out of here. I can leave the house on my own hook.
Where are you going?
Where am I going? I'm going down to Kelsey's Saloon, where the only problem is closing time. And you can go and enjoy yourself with Sybil Gooley and her gallstone.
At the saloon.
He says to me, Archie, keep your money. For old time's sake, I'll do it for nothing.
Michael enters.
Hey, Arch.
What are you doing here? Something the matter at home?
I haven't been home yet.
You ain't been home yet, then what am I doing here?
I wanted to talk to you, Arch. You know, private.
Oh, well, now listen, if it's what I think it is, all right, you ought to be the one talking. You go home by yourself and work it out.
Yeah, but that's just it, Arch. I'm scared of going home. It's like facing another exam. Arch, why can't you give me the benefit of an older man's experience?
Lay off my experience.
Arch, I'm worried about something real important. I mean, why can't you help me out?
Because you're never worrying about something normal. Like, what are the New York Jets gonna do about Joe Namath's knee? Think about that. All your worries are weirdo.
That's what you call what's bothering me, a weirdo worry?
Well, what would you call it?
It's anxiety.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like Dr. Kermit said, anxiety over exams.
It ain't got nothing to do with anxiety. You're just nervous, that's all. Exams went and they took your mind off certain things. Now listen, this is what you gotta do. Before you go to sleep at night, you gotta sit down and say to yourself, is there anything else that I forgot to do? You could even write yourself a little note like that. Well, you asked me, didn't you? Keep it down. All I'm saying is, before you go to bed, just look around, see what's there. Read your notes.
Thanks, Arch. You've been a great help.
Mr. Jefferson enters.
Hey, Tommy, could you fill this up with some draft, please?
Sure.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Bunker.
Hi, Mr. Jefferson.
Oh, hi there, Jefferson. Excuse me, will you? Say, Jefferson there, can I talk to you over here about some business?
Oh, sure, sure.
Archie follows Mr. Jefferson over to a corner.
What's up?
Well, this is kind of private, and it's a little bit, you know, delicate. I got this friend of mine, see, and he's having what you call connubable difficulties. That means he's a married man, but the trouble with him is that he can't, he's stuck in neutral. Use people, I mean the men. And when it comes to members of the opposite, you got a special kind of stamina.
Oh, yeah, I hear we're very advanced in that department.
Yeah, well, that's why I come to you for help, see?
Oh, I don't know, Bunker. I don't know if I can tell you that. I mean, it's such a well-guarded racial secret.
Come on, I mean, what does it for you? You can tell me. I won't tell nobody else. I mean, we're neighbors, ain't we? We're practically friends.
Yeah, practically.
I hear tell that there's something in that soul food you're always eating that gives you a lot of moxie.
You hit it right on the button.
I did?
Well, now that you guessed it, I might as well tell you. It's the...
He beckons Archie further aside.
It's the hog jaw.
Hog jaw?
Now, here's what you want to do. Try a jowl in the morning and a jowl at night, and you'll be just fine.
Oh, listen, I almost forgot to tell you about the side effects.
Side effects?
Oh, yeah, listen, you start in with them jowls, and you might develop a sudden craving to shine shoes. You might even get an urge to run down to the airport and start carrying bags. Listen, I even heard of one extreme case where a man tap danced himself to death.
He steps back to the bar and collects his pitcher of beer.
Night, Tommy. Night, Mike.
Night, Buck. I hope you're feeling better.
Jefferson leaves.
I don't see how you're going to help them people. I never talk serious.
He returns to Michael, who's moping at the bar.
What about you? What, are you still sitting here? Why don't you go home?
I'll go home when I'm ready. I'm just not ready.
Well, you got a wife home. Don't you never think about her?
Archie, are you kidding me? That's all I've been thinking about night and day.
Thinking about her now?
Sure.
Then you're ready. Go home.
Michael reluctantly slumps out the door.
Hey, Tommy.
Yeah?
Come here, let me ask you something.
Sure.
What do you know about hog jowls?
Tommy's puzzled. At home, Edith has her coat on.
Gloria, I'm going now.
Hey, Mom. Bye-bye.
Edith opens the door.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hi, Ma. Where are you going?
Well, I'm going down to Kelsey's to sit with Archie. Bye.
Bye, Ma.
Michael closes the door, then stands there, facing it. Finally, he turns around.
Hi there, Gloria.
He takes off his coat.
I'm so glad the exams went well.
Oh, yeah, me too. I think I passed everything.
Good. All the anxieties are gone.
Then again, I might not have passed.
Poor baby, you must be exhausted.
Yeah, I am. I'm tired, Gloria. I'm very, very tired.
Then you go right upstairs and go to sleep.
I'm not that tired. I think I'll just sit down here for a while, you know, and watch a little TV.
But you never watch TV.
Yeah, well, tonight there's a special movie I've been dying to see.
What?
He grabs the TV guide.
Well, it was in here yesterday. Look, it's still here. The Return of the Sand Crab. Japanese, 1967. Naraz, a monster sand crab, teams up with Mothra, Rodan, and Godzilla to save Japan from an invasion by superhuman vegetables. Huh? Doesn't that sound great?
Gloria massages his shoulders.
What are you doing?
Something to help you relax.
Oh. Well, you don't have to do that, Gloria.
Oh, does it bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me. That's nice.
He starts to relax.
So you passed your exams, Michael, huh?
Yeah, I think I did very well.
I knew you would. Are you feeling better now?
Oh, yeah, this is great. This is sensational.
Gloria massages her way down his arm. Michael takes her hand. They rise together. Looking down at her, he smiles. She beams back at him. They kiss, melting into each other's arms. At the saloon, Tommy, Edith, and Archie are watching TV.
Hey, Edith, what's the name of that sand crab?
Naraz.
And what's the name of the monster cauliflower?
That's Veggio. And that other thing that looks like a giant set of lips, that's Mothra.
Why do you have to give them such screwball names? It's bad enough I hear the English coming out of a mouth that's moving and jamming.
Hey, Arch, it's for the missus.
For me?
Yep.
Oh, my.
She hurries over.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, hello, Gloria. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. All right, bye. Archie, we can go home now.
Oh, hold your horses, will you? It's just getting good here. Hey, look at that, look at that. It's a big hunk of broccoli running after a jack.
Directed by John Rich. Teleplay by Alan J. Levitt and Philip Mishkin. Story by Alan J. Levitt. Script supervision, Norman Lear, Michael Ross, and Bernie West. Melvin Stewart as Mr. Jefferson. Brendan Dillon as the bartender.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Associate producer, George Turpin. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme by Roger Kellaway. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear production, copyright 1971, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Viacom presentation.